Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, the inspiring bond between pet owners and their pets is something very, very special. I have a Maltese terrier called Sally, and I think Sally's a human. Jennifer Skiff is joining me on the line. Jennifer, do most pet owners think that about their dogs?
Well, I don't know if they think that, but I know that a lot of them feel like they're a member of the family.
Yeah.
And that they're definitely, well, for probably people like you and me, they're our children.
Yeah. They bring so much joy to your life. They're an amazing thing, aren't they?
They're the embodiment of what we all strive to be, but can't really be sometimes. You know, they're all forgiving, they're loyal, they're grateful, they're loving. And those are all qualities that we strive to be, and it can't always fulfill at all times.
So with this new book that you've written, The Divinity of Dogs, you must have done a lot of research with not only your own experiences, but other pet owners. What did you learn along the way?
Well, I learned that a lot of us love our dogs unconditionally and do consider them to be members of our family. And those of us who feel that way are often met with resistance from other people. Oh, a dog's just a dog. Oh, leave that dog outside. You know, we hear all of those types of things.
Mm.
And what these people who are reading this book are saying is, thank you for confirming what I knew in my heart. Thank you for giving me permission to love my dog as much as I do. And also, a lot of people say, you know, thank you for saying that a dog has a soul, because I've always believed that.
Yeah, it always amazes me. I mean, my little dog was a rescue dog, and when I found out what had happened to her, I just sort of looked at her and thought, well, you didn't deserve that. And now she lives a very luxurious life, I can tell you. She's in the studios with me now. But the funny thing is, I couldn't imagine life without her. But my vet said to me the other day, Ben, you know she's 13 and she might live to probably 16, but not very long past that. And I said, why are you telling me this? He said, I think you need to prepare yourself, because at some point you have to say goodbye.
Well, there are two ways of looking at that. You know, if you start preparing for it too early, you may have something called anticipatory grief.
Yes.
And I've always had that, you know, when a dog reaches 13, you're like, oh, when's this going to happen? But God, don't you love them? Don't you love them?
I know. What about cat owners? Do they have the same sort of thing?
I think a lot of cat owners will tell you that they do have a great relationship with their cats, and their cats mean everything to them.
Mm.
I try to steer away from that cat conversation, because a lot of times people ask me that question.
Yeah.
And I've had cats that act like dogs, and that's my way of describing it. But I know that on my Divinity of Dogs Facebook page, where I've got about 27,000 followers, every now and then, you know, people throw in that cat comment. Well, I love my cat, too.
So what are some of the inspiring bonds that you've come across when you put the book together?
Oh, look, you know, a lot of the stories relate to people who are very depressed and want to end their life. And how a dog has literally saved their life. There are stories where people have lost their children,
mm-hmm.
and how a dog has helped them get through that as much as they can. And then there are many stories that are simple, that are funny, and many where a dog has helped get someone through an illness.
Now, where can we get this book?
It's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah, well, we're in Australia, but it's in the U.S. and the U.K. It's on bestseller list there.
Good on you.
And, I'm very excited about that.
And
here in Australia, it's really in all the bookstores, and it's online, and it's having a really good run. I'm really pleased to see how many people it's affecting in their heart. I'm loving the reviews. Loving the reviews.
Good on you, Jennifer.
As a writer.
Well, Jennifer Skip doing a great job there, and, of course, inspiring bond between pet owners and their pets. The new book called The Definitive of Dogs.
Thank you. Love your website.
Yes, and I love your story there. And, of course, for more details, if you missed anything that we've just spoken about, just jump onto the website mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.